Hey coach, you said after Saturday, I think it was, you don't feel like you said it's about learning how to be a piece of the puzzle for your players. I'm curious what you meant by that, if you could expand on that.
A lot of layers to that. But I think, like, even just tactically, it's learning how to like define success, right? I think a lot of times, especially for younger players, you quantify something as a mistake, but it's where did the team concept break down? Where was your ownership within that? And then how do you learn from it in an emotionless way and debrief it and move on and not get too fixated on like that your individual role in a play and be able to understand it from a team perspective and from an individual perspective. I think concept-wise, that's kind of where we're at, and just building that IQ and game understanding in ways that the players can then debrief and learn, and empower them to be able to go have that process themselves.
But
What was there during the Colgate series that made you realize that they're not understanding all those things yet? Anything on the ice you saw specifically, or just like things like that that kind of prompted you to say that?
yeah, and I think too, just obviously as we're coming together as a team and we're building trust, we're seeing how we're responding and reacting to goals, our body language, how we're you can see it highs and lows in a game. I think we're overreacting and overcorrecting to things that it's just how do we, and granted, I say this, we have high expectations for our players. We got there last year. I've never seen a group of women debrief so emotionlessly and tactically in my life, and we're working to get there again, but it just takes time. And I think we're just the way that we are seeing the ups and downs and how we're playing, I think that's part of it.
Did you feel like the team's just like play overall performance took a step back this past weekend from where it was against Minnesota?
I think we got stressed, like our concepts, our team, our environment, our culture got stressed in a different way. But ultimately, you get to the end of that second game and you're seeing the team that we can be when we want to be. So it was just different. Definitely, I think we had the ability to get wins last weekend, which is one of the things we're looking to do. But I think we had an opportunity to define our identity a bit more, which is, I think, what we're trying to get to.
Go ahead, Kat.
When you talk about debriefing emotionlessly, how helpful is it that you have been in their shoes fairly recently and that you have been in these situations as a player
Yeah,
when
for
you give
sure.
them that instruction?
Yeah, I think because we can sit there and say, like, you can tell when their brain's going to a certain way, or a thought process of how they're experiencing it, and helping them understand now from a holistic perspective and just combining that process for them. But for sure, being in their shoes is a big reason why we can anticipate how they're experiencing what we're experiencing.
Sam.
I know, obviously, you talk so much about not defining this by wins and losses, but when you're staring down the barrel of 0-5, is that kind of a moment where you do acknowledge that, like, yeah, like we could really use a win this weekend, or is it still the same? Like, it's not really about the wins and losses.
It isn't, yeah, of course we want wins, right? But I also want them, we want them the right way. Wins can mask things, they can reinforce things that you don't want them to. So it's about finding ways to get wins here, for sure. Because it's definitely gonna help with building trust and confidence. But we want to do it the right way still.
Sam.
Obviously, you started last year so fast, right? I forgot what the record was, but there was a big win streak in there. Does this feel like a bit of a new challenge for you as a head coach, during your time here at BU as a head coach?
For sure. And we schedule these games on purpose, right? I think that was the intent. And we also have different expectations going into every season that are different. So it's just a different lens in what you're looking at it. I think this group is a challenge in a different way, is a different makeup. And then, yeah, the landscape of how we start our year. I think there's way more opportunities, though. Like, challenge is good. There's a lot of opportunities in how we can take this and learn from it.
Sam.
You mentioned dictating the play more defensively a lot after both games against Colgate. I'm just wondering, like, what is that gonna look like? Like, when you're doing it right, like how does it actually appear on the ice?
It's going to lead to a lot more turnovers that we're creating, where we're not being as reactive to them. So it means we're going to dictate the play from the middle of the ice out. We're going to be way more predictable to ourselves within our team concepts, and it's going to lead to us having the puck a lot more.
Sam again.
Yeah, I got one more. Obviously last year, right, so much of it was about just kind of like being very hands-off with the culture, letting the captains take all of it and like kind of run the team. Do you feel like you've had to be a bit more hands-on with a lot of stuff at the start of this year, given, you know, just the youth and general roster turnover, things like that?
Just different. I think the goal is still the same. We were able to start in a different place. So we're very still like very much still it's giving it to the team, but they have to earn it too. And so it's just finding different ways with our environment for them to earn it and make it theirs, within the program's philosophy and where we want to go. So it's just a little bit different. I do think we had a head start just based on what we did build last 2 years. But there's just different challenges as we make it our norm.
Sorry, one more. Hannah had this one. I just totally forgot that she told me to ask it. Just special teams wise, I think you guys are like 0 for something on the power play so far this year. Anything you're looking to change there, and just kind of what are you seeing from the power play in general?
We got to win the special teams game. That's where we're looking at first, right? How do we take both sides, our PK and our power play, and come out of games where we're winning that? I think that's the goal, right? I mean, I think you can fixate on power play percentages, but are they helping us win games? And that's where we need to get to, and that's what we're focusing on. And I think having the power play understand, like, yeah, it's everyone wants to be on one, but there's ownership and responsibility to the team and finding ways to win that come with it. And being able to be curious, but also execute when you get the chances.